included the sample we have with him. And this year, we as a project, we really wanted to take opportunity of this intimate association we have with Gilgit. And what is more intimate for him?
It's the Lila and Kirtan in Banjali. And of course, Lila is always... There is no Lila without Siddhanta. Lila and Siddhanta, they're connected. They have to be connected. It's very important. So now we would like Gurudev to enlighten us in the Siddhanta.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. It's very interesting that you used the word Musterunterbrechung, or to interrupt a certain pattern of habitual thinking and habitual acting, so that one gets beyond the habit and reaches the essence. That's very... I could not have expressed it so nicely, but yes, it's like this, that I did feel our ceremonies, who always went according to the same plan, began to take on, let us say, something like the stiffness or rigidity which kills the spontaneous expression or the spontaneous or reaching the deeper place within the heart. You know, it's like this: when you go one path for the first time, you notice all the trees and the flowers in the forest. When you go at this walk on it the second time, it still has its charm. Even the third of time makes you even more attentive to the little details. But then, I don't know at which time, when you repeat something over and over again, it tends to be mechanical. And if you don't put on the brake at that time, then something dangerous could happen. Something which has happened to many of us in relationship to the holy name, which we chant for 1 year, 2 years, maybe now for some of you for more than 10 years, and then all of a sudden this happens, something breaks, our relationship to it becomes automatic. This happens also in relationships to human beings. It happens also in our relationship. Well, it happens in all relationships, let me say like this. So sometimes a voluntary and consciously made decision to interrupt an automatic pattern can help us to discover the freshness which is alive behind the pattern or under the pattern. And thank you very much, Ramananda, for pointing this out. I just had an intuitive feeling that we are doing the same. And the first, my idea was, let's go to Radhadesh and do our little celebration, our once a year celebration in Radhadesh. Maybe that would have something. But then I found out it's difficult for the devotees from these areas, because they are significantly poorer than anywhere else in the world, to come there. Now devotees speak in London about arranging something in London, and in my own spiritual life I've seen, really, and I guess that has to do with the person which I am, my own nature which I brought with me into this life, that There's nothing which I fear so as much as coming onto the automatic mode of living, the mindless and superficial way of leading one's life, and then killing the spirit within. There's nothing which I fear more. It gives me so much suffering when I notice this in my life, and it does happen, of course. There is a word, it's called Musterunterbrechung. In which context is this word used? Organizational, or it's like different context? Good. Yes, I have prepared something for all of you. Is it possible maybe to have that book stand where I can rest the books on? No, I thought of the tall one. Yes. In a world of constant change, I think it goes maybe Klapskitty. Kein Problem. Danke. Maybe the cable is also just. Yeah. Idiot. Hare Krishna. I wish you could also sit on this seat. It's really wonderful. It reminds one really of one's forest or nature walks. I like this very much, to go alone into the forest and then sit somewhere and just I have a book with me, I read and chant and mostly express my gratitude to Krishna. I wanted to say something. In the world of constant change, the big advantage is that you can change. You know, if everything would be fixed, if you would be like a stone, unable to move or change, you could actually not improve your present situation. But in a world of constant change, I mean constant, millisecond by millisecond, you can actually change. If there's something which is not good in your life, it is possible to change it, because you are not a stone. You are a conscious living entity. And we should see this opportunity as a blessing. Sometimes we use this in a world of constant shame. Oh, how miserable, I have to lose everything, and everything is temporary, and so on. Now, obviously, there is the aspect there that kala, the time factor, takes things away, but that is not so much a problem for a devotee. He can actually make something valuable out of this. He can actually change. I, th- it's all right. Please, you don't. Will not. This is my field of expertise. The microphone. I really know. You know, 40 years experience here. With microphones. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nivishesha Shunyavari Ashtyare Zadarine Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This class is actually a continuation and completion of an earlier class. I believe it was given on Friday morning. So this is the second part of it. But because most of you have arrived later for this celebration, I would like to summarize what we discussed in the first class. We had taken a section from the Bhagavatam where Maharaj Prithu, the emperor of the world, received the blessings of Krishna. It is said, when someone receives the blessings of the Lord, he gets good association. Because it is from good association alone that the inclination to serve Krishna is born and stabilized. Good association or good sadhu sangha is a sign that Krishna heard your prayers to move onward in your path. So the four Kumaras, great enlightened beings, appeared before Prithu Maharaj one day. It is said that Prithu Maharaj rose together with all his ministers. He felt so attracted to these sadhus that he was like a conditioned soul who feels attracted to a sense object and goes there and wants to have it. So he asked then the four Kumaras a very important question: how can I make fast advancement? And the four Kumaras answered to him by listing five ways. And if you are a note taker, this is the good time now to take your notes. You should develop faith and determination. You know, sometimes our lives become like computers. Computers also, we have this in our this problem with our office computer at the moment. They are overloaded with too many informations and can't sort out the way any longer, become very slow and often make mistakes. So in our lives, it sometimes happens that we have an overload of informations and issues and even problems, and then we are very slow in our progress, and And even sometimes we break down. It's just too much. The World Health Organization has said in the information age, the greatest threat to the health of human society is mental illness. You know, they just can't cope any longer with this amount of stimuli which comes from outside into their life. They're not made for this human body. They have. In Germany there was a bestseller, it was Simplify Your Life. Everyone just bought this book because it helped people to de-stress their life and to put order in it. Sometimes I feel in devotional service we have to do something similar. We have to de-stress, you know, reset. Is it called in the computer, this function, reset? Once again, start it all over again. Hopefully you get it right this time. This is the idea of reset. So, develop faith. That is how you you have to go to the very beginning of your spiritual life. And the constant foundation, Shraddha, and then determination. Make a determined effort. This is the first of the five recommendations, how to develop one's attachment to Krishna, make fast advancement. The second was, inquire about bhakti. Ask the question, what is bhakti? What is this rare item? And I want to repeat the answer to this question, because for me this is a breakthrough. I must confidentially tell you, I never understood it from the point of knowledge. Well, I had always a type of intuition and feeling, but when we want to find out what is bhakti, we need to go to the acharyas. And the acharya of our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, the Abhideya Acharya, you know, the one who talks about Bhakti Yoga, the process of Bhakti Yoga, it's Rupa Goswami who gave a definition of what is Bhakti in his work Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He said something so deeply and so profound that if you just care to think about it, I think two things will happen in your life. You will get a newfound hope which will inform your Shraddha that it is actually possible, and you will also get a very practical hint how to do this. I was made aware of this foundational principle by Adi Purusha Prabhu, who is a respected teacher in our movement, in the Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti also Bhakti Vaibhava and everything. Adi Purusha is today with us by Krishna's arrangement, and I would just love him. Could you please be so kind, although it may be embarrassing, just to get up, you know, only for service. And no, just that you see, this is Adi Purusha Prabhu. He's in Vrindavan and teaches in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, and also travels all around the world. He's a very respected, very respected teacher. We have to behave properly in his presence. Gave a class, and I heard about this class and saw the diagram of the class. And it was such a profound point that I said, now I will make a walk. My life is not the same after hearing this point any longer. First I wanted to think maybe he had speculated a little, then I won't have to take it serious what he says. But I found out it was absolutely the truth. It's like this. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kamadhyana vitam anukuryena krishna anu shilanam bhakti uchate. Bhakti uchate, that is called bhakti. Now the positive definition, which is an activity which is done for Krishna, it's directed towards Krishna. How? In a favorable mood that needs to give him pleasure. That's bhakti. Now comes the negative definition. It cannot be mixed with the desire for liberation from this world, and not be mixed with selfish desires. You know. So what this means, I see already you switch off of too much philosophy in the morning. Please, you know, not this in the morning. But stay with me. It's worthwhile. Let's make it simple for all of us. I also have remained a simple person. When it gets too philosophical, I also start to lose it. So, but here you can all understand it if you wish. It's very simple. You may not be pure yet. You may be what you are. But you still can do pure bhakti. Unmixed bhakti. Maybe you do it for 1 minute a day. Maybe for 10 minutes. Maybe for 1 second. Maybe for 1 millisecond. But pure bhakti, which is something so exalted, is possible even for a normal person. If he just does his activity and brings it to Krishna, it's for Krishna, in other words, not for anyone else. He doesn't chant his rounds for the sick mother or the sick father. There are things you can do for the sick mother and sick father. That's all right. But now you only want to do something for Krishna. You want to go to him and you want to do it in a favorable mood. Favorable means, if you want to have a simple word, good mood, good for Krishna's pleasure. You know, then you have done an act of pure bhakti. And if you do this for whatever amount of time you do it, you will get purified in your heart from material motivations and material desires, and you will be able to do more of this until finally, hopefully one day, you can do what is called uninterrupted bhakti. Do one thing for Krishna with the motivation, the conscious intention, a deep burning desire in your heart, a sankalpa. Do it to please Krishna, and you have done pure bhakti. What do you think about this? Isn't this wonderful? And as you do, put a little grain of pure bhakti in your heart, that will increase and increase. We have requested to Adipurusha Prabhu, because he's more intelligent, to deeply explore this and provide from the wealth of scripture more indications. But I fear Krishna speaks about it in one verse, 9, Gita 9:30, you all know it, apichet sudaracharo bhajate mang ananyavak. Sadhu eva, brahmanas, samantabhya. You can, even if you are the greatest of sinner, Krishna explains, api means even, you are fallen. If you are on the right path, that means you do pure bhakti, you are properly situated. And very soon you will become righteous. It will work on you. I feel some of us are not conscious that they can walk on this path of bhakti, because they have mistaken the word pure to mean that they have to be pure. they have not understood this word in relationship to bhakti. They have always thought of this in the relationship of the performer of bhakti. Now I would like to say that this is not an encouragement for sinful activities or impure thoughts or politics or envious things or all the bad things, you know. No, these things must be given up. Of course. But it's an encouragement for the conditioned soul to start his path in actual seriousness and do something with his transcendental. We find in Leela that Agasura just swallowed Krishna, and because it came into him, he was so much purified that he got a type of liberation. But this is not an example of... What I wanted to say with this is not an example of pure bhakti. You know, he wanted to kill Krishna. There was an unfavorable attention. It was not pure bhakti. And the reason why this comes to my mind is he did something forceful, and therefore he received a high result. I want to encourage you to make a conscious effort in your life. Forceful is maybe not the word which we want to use in comparison or in connection with bhakti. To make a conscious effort that today I will do something for Krishna in a way where I express my favorable mood for Krishna. You will see magic happen. It will be like a spark in the drive in a forest which will spread. Obviously the forest needs to be dry, you know, and not wet with offenses, you know. That is Krishna. Anyways, it's a science of bhakti, but to make it here simple, inquire about bhakti, and I remain curious always, and I got this present from I think Krishna spoke through Adi Purusha, and if you have any doubt about it, Adi Purusha is able to discuss like anything. You will have an intellectual discussion with him. Please do that. If you want any further information, please discuss. Maybe open a Facebook webpage, a discussion group about this point. This is something which can save all of our lives. The understanding of bhakti yoga. Third point, become steady in Atma Yoga. You need to understand you are an Atma, a spiritual soul, and practice yoga, connection with the Supreme Lord. Fourth was worship the devotees. And the fifth recommendation for making fast advancement was listen daily about the Lord. Hear something about the Lord. And I heard we will do this evening in some detail. And Krishna. So this was a little bit the discussion where we left Sanat Kumar, his three brothers, and Prithu Maharaj. Now we will continue from here. Because Sanat Kumar now will give more details. He says, knüpft an, he connects what he says with the last point, how to develop attachment. This is, we need to daily hear Krishna Katha. He says, one should mold one's life in such a way that one cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari. Actually, these are the words of Prabhupada. He expresses it like this. It's so important that you get information about Krishna if you want to practice Krishna Bhakti. You need to know who's Krishna. You need to find an interest in Krishna. Then you can direct it from Krishna and save your life. And he says, because it's so important to hear daily, one must give up the association of gossip people. That means people who don't talk about Krishna, non-devotees, people who, one shouldn't read also too much newspapers and be informed, and little is good if we have such service, but not too much movies, not all this things which are non-Krishna, and so on. But then, Prabhupada makes a point. He says, ultimately, simple negation of the things which are not favoring your Krishna consciousness is not advisable. Simple negation or giving up the company of materialistic persons will not do. We must have positive engagements. So the positive path is expressed of what you can do if you want to go further. This is Sanat Kumar's word. I see this a lot in ISKCON, that devotees want to give up their material life and they try hard for 10 years. Usually, for some of us, our resistance breaks down after 4 years to material engagement. But even the devotees who try for 10 years, after some time, pang, material life is back in their lives, and material interests, and so on. Because the devotees have not made an endeavor to mold their lives, to shape their lives in a way that they actually hear about Krishna. You know, this is not a luxury. This is not a practice for only the Gaurahari's amongst us. You know, the super pious one. You can ask Gaurahari privately. He is, he tries. We all try our best. So it's not, Sharanga Thakur, you're just reading 3 hours a day. And we are, no, it's not. But you must, even if you are a new one, a greenhorn in spiritual life, you must shape your life that you hear about Krishna, because if you don't put something into your mind, something about Krishna, the mind will have to be filled with something else. It can't stay empty. It just cannot stay empty by definition. It grabs things. You know, it's constantly engaged with its surrounding, with its sanskaras. If you don't learn to put positive things in your mind, there is no question of Krishna consciousness. If you don't put Krishna in your consciousness, there will be something else in your consciousness. So you must mold your life. Mold means like a potter who takes clay. It doesn't help you to only give up your material life, to throw away your education, to throw away your prospects. For a person who doesn't fill his mind with other things, this can even be dangerous, because he becomes emotionally unstable, by only renouncing. If you don't develop something to put in here, it won't work for you. So that is a positive part. Via positiva. There are a few things which Sanatana Goswami recommends to make your mind more receptive. Do you have the same problem which I have, that sometimes spiritual things seem to not go in the mind? Yesterday, a devotee came to me. I asked him, how is it going for you? And he said, Maharaj, I'm miserable. Things just don't enter into my mind. I'm just happy to be with you. That's why I'm very happy. But I just can't hear it. It just seems there is a guard on my ear which shoots down any spiritual information that just Nothing comes. My antenna is broken. We have written about this in a novel called Broken Names. I'm consistently making advertisement for this book, I know. Because I wrote it for you. It's meant for you. And if you don't take it, my endeavor is futile, you know. So how do we make our mind more receptive? Is there something we can do? Some mental training in Krishna consciousness? Yes, there is. First of all, you must be non-violent, ahimsa. Now, I know you are all vegetarians, but are you non-violent in your mind? You have to give up this tendency to just criticize everything and everyone, including yourself, all the time. Now, be a little non-violent. Become peaceful. Then you must have role models. That is, follow in the footsteps of acharyas. Maybe read about their examples. And as Prabhupada said to us, do like I do. He said like this, do like I do. Follow good examples. Then smritya. Smritya means remember Krishna. A day when you remember Krishna is a good day. A day when you forget Krishna is a bad day. Just, you know, what you have heard, what you have read, what someone said to you about Krishna, remember it. You never will be able to have emotional well-being, good feelings, if you don't train to remember positive or spiritual subjects. You have to train the mind a little bit. Follow regulative principles. These principles set you free. They are called the regulative principles of freedom. They are not needless tortures. They set you free so that your mind is more free to think about Krishna. It doesn't always go back to material subjects, which happens when you break material, when you break regulative principles. Then become anindaya. I like this so much, Prabhus. Oh, my dear devotees. Anindaya means don't blaspheme others. This will help you on your path. I like this so much. I know one devotee from London. He is my host in London. You never will hear anything bad about anyone on his word. He's totally opposite to the Balkanitsky mentality. And when we stay at his house and we see his example in spiritual life, we feel inspired. Anindaya. Stop blaspheming others. Stop criticizing and judging others. Think they give their best. Let me support them. That will be very good. Simple living. We want to greet Virachandra Prabhu. We are just talking about how to make our mind more receptive for spiritual life. He's here. Virachandra, where are you? I can feel you are in the room, but I don't know. Maybe I'm an illusion. Is he there?
Yes.
Oh yeah, Hare Krishna. I still have my antennas. And you are still on my antennas, you know. Simplify your... I want to say, because Virachandra is a very philosophical devotee and one of my oldest disciples, and I want to tell him where we are. The big overarching subject is how to develop attachment to Krishna. And the four Kumaras gave us five practices. I will repeat them again at the end of the lecture. And here we now talk about how we make our mind more receptive to the spiritual subject. And we are now there in simple living. My dear devotees, I want to say something so practical. Do you notice how there are qualities in time? And the quality of this time, modern times, is that everything seems to go more fast. There's more stress. There's more information. I noticed this in my email. It has become a mountain which I can no longer tackle. You know, there is so much in the email that I'm discouraged. I don't know where to start even answering the emails. And I guess it's happening with all of us. So much concerns, so much absolute stress comes into our lives. Some people think this is an advantage, but we in devotional life think this is a disadvantage of our time. This is so much more than a person can handle. You need to learn to make your life simple. Otherwise, you go crazy and you will... And do you know what suffers most? When life becomes so stressful, it's your spiritual life, your spiritual practices. Because the material things cannot wait, but Krishna always waits. He has waited for many, many billions of lifetimes for us. So we always think, well, let me do the urgent things which will kill me if I don't do this first. And then our spiritual life will wait. It will be just a non-existent entity after some time. If you don't simplify your life and determinedly throw out these time wasters in your life who have nothing to do with your ultimate purpose in life, who are just there, you know, if you are not a little determined, you will not make it. So simple living, we have heard it so often, is said by Sanat Kumar. And he knew whom he had before him. It was a king. He talked to Prithu Maharaj. He didn't talk to an insignificant little nobody who does unimportant activities. He talked to a king. He said, if you want to attain attachment for Krishna, you need to simplify, to have a simple life. You know, it's very important. Dvandva titikshaya. I have bad news for you. If you want to make the mind more receptive, learn the art of tolerance. Don't try to make the material world a perfect place. You will waste all your time. It will never, ever be good. I learned a lesson last year in Braj. You know, I always look in Braj for the perfect peaceful place, and I sometimes change 5 times my rooms before I find it. I think it's not too bad, because I'm trying to do this for my bhajan, but Vrindavan just is like a merciful mother and teaches you an essence. You will never find absolute peace, especially not in India. Peace can be only found in your mind. If you don't find peace in your mind, you won't find it anywhere else. It's illusory. It never works. You can never arrange the world that it gives you peace. Great people, before you have tried, they have failed. It just doesn't work. So you need to tolerate. And when you tolerate, you find peace in your mind. I learned this year. I stayed. Imagine me, who's just so restless. And so I stayed for a whole month on one place. I'm so proud. it's Krishna's mercy, actually. It's Krishna's, the place was not there. You know, there was sometimes a marriage exploding next to my ear, you know, Indian marriage. The whole night it goes. The whole night. And honestly, until I fell to this stuff, this is 4:30 in the morning. You know, with music, you know, I'm sorry, I maybe have made an offense against the important creations in contemporary Indian entertainment music. But I can only hear lulululululu in every song. Same. Tolerate. Tolerate. Even the lulululululu. You need to learn this. If you do not find peace in your mind, you will not find it anywhere else. Now, this may be a lot for all of us. And we may look for more simpler things. And now, Prabhupada, some in my mind, takes... There are a lot of more... in inspirations by Sanat Kumar. Because I see the attention span goes down, so I will just reduce it to a simple formula. I wanted to talk about many more things, but I know my time is up almost. So here, Prabhupada says, we can increase our propensity. Do you know what is a propensity? It's like an inclination. Propensity. What is, who, Mangala, are you here? What is propensity in German language? Neigung. What is it in Croatian language? Yes, kvavost or something. We can increase our propensity or inclination for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. And the more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. See, Prabhupada here again makes the point. Make advancement in your devotional life first. Increase your devotional life first. Then you become detached from the material world. The more we advance in devotional life, you know, do devotional practices. The more you do this, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This attachment to Krishna, where you actually can say, I like you, Krishna. I like the way you look at your devotees with your sidelong glance, not forgetting anyone, not even me. This is very clear. This, I don't know if you can see how Krishna looks here, but he doesn't only look at me like this. He looks even at Tridasha Roy. Even now in the sense of positioning, he doesn't stand here. His eyes go even there. He is Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of each one of his devotees. That means the friend of you. Narada Muni says this in the Bhagavatam, that one should meditate on Krishna as one's friend. It's authorized. He's your best friend. Make a relationship like this. So, hear about Krishna. Hear and learn about him. Study him. And you will make advancement in Krishna consciousness. It will happen. In the Dharma Castle, near Berlin, we have developed a practice each Ekadasi, we want to meet and hear about Gaura Lila. We do this, we call it the Gaura Lila evening. We just hear about Lord Chaitanya. You won't believe it. Nothing else. Only Lord Chaitanya. Those who are bored can leave the hall. No problem for the rest of us. And they usually come back because they see no one else follows them. So, you know. And it works. We feel an atmosphere, you know, which is very good. We did this in Berlin. It works really. It's not some pious theory. But you have to make the effort. You have to arrange the venue like this. You have to prepare everyone that this is what we are going to do. And, you know, then everyone likes it after some little purification of the heart. It works. Yeah, and it works like fire. This was my point. It burns away all the things which disturb you. Your misery goes up like a dhoti who goes up in fire. I mean, that's not a good image. It's just, you know what I want to say. I mean, no one should burn his dhoti. That's not the idea. But it is said in the Bhagavatam that the subtle body, the mind with all its sanskaras, gets burned like food. It gets digested in the stomach by bhakti. That's how strong it is. But then Sanat Kumar did not talk about something to Preeto Maharaj. He didn't talk about really what was in his own heart, in the deepest core of his heart. And I feel we would do injustice if we would not explain these deeper secrets in devotional service and bhakti. See, Sanat Kumar tells us a story, a work in the Sanat Kumar Samhita. About the highest goal and how to attain it. And I know that some of us are not yet qualified for this. I know this. I often feel myself unqualified. But if we don't talk about it, after 10 years, we are not doing justice to our glorious tradition. It's something so sweet that Sanat Kumar does what is called in a spiritual education, framing. He gives first a frame so that we can see what he talks about, just like a good picture has a frame which helps us to enter more into the picture. Like, look at this Rasa Leela photo behind it has a beautiful frame which is untypical for Croatia. So beautiful. And it helps us to appreciate the picture. So he gives us a contextual frame. He said that once Shiva was at Mountain Kailash, his earthly residence, and his heart was full of yearning for the Lord. And he cried and cried. Finally, Lord Narayan came to him, riding on the back of Garuda. Shiva paid his obeisances. But he was in such a mood that he said, "My Lord, please show me your original form." And Lord Narayan smiled. He knew that Shiva was not thinking he's the original form, but he didn't take it personally. He said, "Go to the place named Vrindavan, which is on the western shore of the Yamuna. And then the master of the universes, accompanied by the goddess of fortune, suddenly disappeared." Shiva was all alone. He had the audience of Lord Narayan, but he he disappeared when he asked to see the original form. So he only had a direction. He went to the western banks of the Yamuna, and there he saw Lord Krishna, who stood amongst the gopis, and they were laughing and making, and Krishna laughed and made the gopis laugh, whose heart was filled with love, and who was a great splendor, a great palace of splendor, auspiciousness and virtue. And then Sanat Kumar saw Lord Krishna, you know, he has such, you know, when he is with his devotees, it's described that he usually plays his flute at one time, and he starts to dance, and he looks. It's very nice, we can see here. Really. Very beautiful, very, very playful always. You're always, you cannot get your eyes away from him. It's just like on the Dharma castle, we have a little boy called Nimai. He's usually a bit shy, but when he leaves his shyness, he will look like, make you smile, and then he will do something. You say, Nimai, not this, you know. And he's a very playful little boy. He has this from his father, this playfulness. And you know, and you, they catch your attention. Or like little Arjuna, the Matajis were all, Arjuna, remember when Syam came, and all of you were shouting, Syam, Syam, like in the football competition, because he looks so sweet. Krishna looks incredibly more sweet than even children of this world. He has that charm. It said in Krishna, no matter in which age he is, even the Kaishora age, that means the form of a youth, he always keeps the qualities of Balya, of being a little child who runs and who's restless, and you just can't stop thinking of Krishna because of these qualities. So then Shiva, who was in this super intense mood, said, Lord Krishna, I see you, but how can I attain you? How can I develop a relationship to you? Have you not seen this? Sometimes there may be someone, but you have no relationship to him and you feel miserable. Do you know this? I always wanted when I was a child to be close to a certain pop star, a young man, 15 years, I had an idol, and I did anything to come close to him, but he really didn't give me his attention only one time a little bit, because I forced him. But, you know, one feels miserable if the most dearest person is far away, no? Because some of you are grihasthas, I will give you now an example. If your wife gets into man, you know, doesn't like you any longer, you know, then how do you feel? Some of you say, very relieved. If you feel like this, something needs to be improved. Hare Krishna. You feel miserable if the person you love most is not giving you, if there is no relationship or if it's not good. So Shiva also felt like this. I see you, but where is our relationship? How do I attain you? And then Krishna said, okay, I will tell you now a great secret which you should carefully conceal. Hide this. So I really almost want to ask the cameras to shut off. It's such a secret, but I know I'm saying this for dramatic effect. I will, don't worry. Not that someone commits suicide before his PC. Or no, the most important thing of Vyasa Puja, the cameras were shut off. It was such a secret. Don't worry. He says, a person who, renouncing all else, once surrenders to me and to Sri Radha and worships us as the gopis worship us, attains us. No one else attains us. My dear devotee, here's a whole area you are not thinking about every day. If you want to obtain Krishna, yes. If you want to have a close relationship with him, you must know what he likes. O Shiva, a person who surrenders to me but not to my beloved never attains me. This I tell you. A person who once surrenders to her and tells her, Tavasmiti, I am yours, attains me also without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. Do you know who is this person? Radharani. Yes, that's Krishna's beloved. Therefore, O Shiva, a person who desires to conquer me should surrender with all his heart to my beloved. In this way, one becomes dear to me. I have spoken to you a very great secret, O Shiva. Please conceal it with great care. You also should take shelter of my beloved Radha. Shiva became overwhelmed with bliss. He had asked Krishna, how can I attain attachment? How can I have a relationship with you? And Krishna said, go to Radha. Join her camp. Look for her mercy. Look for her grace. This is the treasure of our Sampradaya. This is... I know some of you look at me, are you serious? I'm very serious. I've thought very deeply about what to say today. This is an area which you need to become more aware of if you want to leave the material world. And that's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. He is Krishna in the mood of Radharani to teach us to take shelter. There are five ways how you can do this, to offer yourself to Sri Radha. Krishna goes Radha first, but don't forget Krishna in the process. The wise say, I surrender to Sri Radha and Krishna. The Lord said, even if you do it once, so could we do it now? Is this too much like American that I asked you to speak something? Would you like to say it?
Yes.
All right. Those who, you don't have to say it, but here it comes. I surrender to Sri Radha and Krishna.
I surrender to Sri Radha and Krishna.
Whatever is mine,
whatever is mine,
is in truth their property.
Is in truth their property.
Everything is for their sake.
Everything is made for their enjoyment.
It is not meant for me. I can't believe what I heard you say. So a few who were... No, I'm not saying this. Not at this moment in my life. How long do you want to wait? Do you think you will become more devotional in 20 years if you wait? You will become less devotional in 20 years if you wait. If you don't start investments in the bank of bhakti, it won't increase in your life. But I admit this was a strong thing. Hare Krishna, good journey, gute Reise, kommt sicher nach Hause. Think about these ways of surrender day and night and not become tired about this. See this as your goal and approach it in steps, little steps, and you can approach, because we have learned this new. Adi Purusha Prabhu, or Krishna through Adi Purusha Prabhu, has given us this jewel that bhakti is if you do anything for Krishna with a favorable attitude, with your motivations like this. Do small things and you will soon do big things in bhakti. This was my little speech. I didn't talk so much about our relationship as guru and disciple. There's one thing I really had prepared, but I was so overwhelmed by really taking the opportunity to encourage you. First I thought, in preparing this for the Vyasa Puja, oh, I will just talk about these things, you know, my difficult human side and how you can see still something good in coming through me and like this. But then I decided, but then I heard this point through Adi Purusha Prabhu and through, I mean, it's in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's not anyone's, it's a discovery, it's Rupa Goswami's statement really, and I thought, this is so hope-giving, this is so absolutely practical, that everyone, even a child, can do it, that I will put the emphasis on here. But I really would love to say one thing. I believe in science. Before the Vyasa Puja, I have talked with devotees, and I have sometimes, you know, it is in my horoscope that my activities are not understood because I don't communicate, and I'm unfortunately a little on the side of, you know, I'm a little spontaneous by nature, sometimes know that it must be not so easy with you. Like yesterday I had a situation where I, without wanting it, hurt my very dear servant by being just so intense on, I wanted something on the harmonium, but I had not communicated this clearly. This I found later, and when the kirtan needed to go to the next level, he didn't know, and then I just threw him out from the harmonium and asked another devotee to sit there. This is impossible, I know. This hurts a person very much, and I have this. But I request you to have patience with me. I'm trying my best to be a little bit more, you know. I'm really trying my best, because as you get older, you notice that, again I said something a little bit too intense, and someone took it personally and is crying, and you know, and these things, you know. I'm trying. Please continue to give me your support. I know I want to excuse for this. I mean it very sincerely. That is the reason why I'm a little hesitant to be in this position, because I'm more and more aware. You know, when you're old, you can see your faults better than when you're young. You must have seen the essence in me, and therefore became close to me. Please continue to see the essence, and the essence of when I'm doing like this and I'm explaining my deepest conviction. I think you can feel I mean what I say. Can you feel that? I'm serious in what I say. And it's not theoretical. I really mean it. I'm really trying to live it with all my life force. So please see that part. We always must learn when we are with a teacher, we must always see that. It is not just this in my case. There are many disciples of you, a few disciples of other gurus here. You need to learn that in your relationship with your Guru Maharaj, the essence. My own spiritual master was once asked, Prabhupada, are you free from faults? And he didn't really know what was behind this question. This can be a very loaded question, in other words. So he said, please explain further. And then the devotee said, Prabhupada, some devotees, and he gave a very moderate example, say, you are not without faults. For instance, you wear glasses. It's not about, Prabhupada, now don't laugh so quickly. It's not about this example. Of course we can forgive everyone for wearing glasses. This was a very intelligent devotee, and this devotee I know him personally. He really thought maybe 2 years about how to ask this question, and he gave an example which was kind of subtle, He spoke about the visible things. He didn't say, for instance, that Prabhupada sometimes... I can say it. Sometimes Prabhupada doesn't quote the right verse, and that he did. He was so much in the ecstasy of, he was lost in love. It's all right, but sometimes he... my God brothers criticized this. I find finally there's an ecstatic spiritual master and that they criticize him so brutally. That these things, And Prabhupada then said very nicely, what you should look for in the spiritual master is that he talks about Krishna and he gives you Krishna. That is the essence. Every human being has fault. You can ask my previous servant. I had one fault which was so obvious that I learned to express it in French language. That is, it's a little embarrassing, Une terrible odeur, when some movement of the vata element comes when it should not come, So many faults. This is something visible and smellable. But there are more grave examples, which some of you have noted. See the essence. Be with the essence. Be an essence lover. And always know that you have not met me alone. I am not your only spiritual master. I am a helper of a great, great soul. My spiritual master is the gold, and I hope to sometimes reflect a little bit of his teachings. You have not met me alone. You have met a whole school, a whole parampara. Let's not make a personality cult, please. That is deadly. Let's understand everything in the right context. It's a parampara, it's a tradition, and so on. I will say it in the words of a very dear disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswami, Sarasvati Thakur. I can only say it in German. It's Swami Sadananda. Persönlichkeitsbindung ist der Tod. He's in German, really like. He says it so. He says it. What he wants to say is, if you only are with the persona, that is the person which you see. In Latin, we say persona, it's translated to be mask. Mask, you know, mask. We only are with the mask of the person. That is not spiritual. We had a wonderful discussion today in the car. It was a wonderful devotee who asked this disciple of another spiritual master and asked, how can I develop a more spiritual relationship? And we talked about this just as we were coming here. It's not to the mask where we make the relationship. It's for to the that which is behind it, the teachings, the, and so on. So I thank you very much. Now you are very thoughtful. Ooh, what did we hear? We most probably hear it again on the tape recorder, or what is it, the MP3 recorder? Please listen to it again. I'm serious in what I said. But I said it a little strong, I admit. Now, please, Mataji, don't cry. I'm here, and I'm really here, and some more here, and so on. It's not that I'm saying that I want to escape somewhere, and so on. And I also certainly don't want to escape the responsibility of showing a good example in life. I once thought, when I'm dead, and there will be a tomb, then I would like to say, he tried his best. I would like this to be the inscription. Not he is the best, but he tried his best. And I think that example I want to give with my life. All right. So now I have finished what I wanted to say. Thank you for your patience. Now I leave everything up to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for this beautiful class
today. Oh, I don't know if it was the first part was alright.
Response.
It's my birthday, everyone has to do it.
Well, that you're so grateful, that you're so high touched by your humility, your honesty. Thank you so much, and also for your freshness, how to see, how to look for the search, the essence searcher. I think this is so important, it's so beautiful. Thank you so much for the day. Jai Sachinana Maharaj Ki! So now I would like Mother Yanti to come.
Hare Krishna. We know that around Giriraj there is always some Krishna beings going around. And we are always thinking how Avaguru Maharaj is like Krishna's beings going for the nectar all around the world, all around Braj. So we would like today to give him a small gift from our hearts. It's Vyasa Puja book with a flower design inside, done by Bhakta Slaya from Sarajevo.
Oh, Slaya?
Yes. And
yes. Our Slaya.
Yes, our Slaya.
Yeah. It is so heart touching. The devotees, Slaya, was really. We all thought he was dying. You know, he has this some very dangerous disease. But when you would visit him, the devotees who wanted to to show their support felt supported by Slaya. Who is from Sarajevo? Who has no? We know. He was always so peaceful. He couldn't move any longer. He was very thin. And when you would see him, but in a very kind-hearted way, we have a blind man from Sarajevo who dances and plays the banjo here. They're really wonderful. Oh God, Hare Krishna. Can I? You mean he did the design, Madhuyanti, with all
it's
this?
It's called flower design.
Oh, flower design it's called. By whom? Is it an accepted term, or we devotees say like this? No, I'm asking. You answer, please.
Yeah. That's the name of the design.
Acha. Acha. Or Van Baba writes, Radhe Radhe. Love for Braj is the sign of mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. So you have attained the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. Wonderful.